imagine seeing a poor beggar walking down the street, haggard, scruffy, unwashed. He has grimy rags hanging down from his bony frame. And as he's walking down the street, he looks down and smiles. He picks up something. He picks up something from the ground. He looks at it closely. He smiles. He puts it in his pocket. And then he walks on. Would you wonder what was it that he picked up? What was that item? Not likely. You'll probably think it was a cigarette, half-smoked cigarette, something like that. Maybe it was a quarter. But imagine it's a presidential inauguration. The president is walking down Pennsylvania Avenue together with his wife. There's millions of people around watching, surrounded by security. And all of a sudden, the president stops. All the cars around him stop, the security detail, the helicopters above. And he bends down, he stoops down to pick up something. He puts it in his pocket. Everybody would be wondering, what was it that he picked up? All the talk shows would be discussing it, trying to find out what it was that he picked up. Rabbi Lapian says that we say in davening, Atahu Hashem Levadecha. We build up, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the only one. Atah Sisa Teshemayim. You made the heavens, you made the earth and everything in it. The seas. Atah Mechayes Kulam. You sustain everybody. Utzva Hashemayim L'chom Mishtachvim. The hosts of heaven bow down to you. Atahu Hashem Elokim. And now, it is now built up. Who is this Ribbono Shel Olam? We have described who he is. And now we say the Ribbono Shel Olam. He reached down. We're consumed by curiosity. Who did the Ribbono Shel Olam reach down for? He reached down. Asher Becharta es Avraham. You reached down to take Avraham. What was it about Avraham that you stooped down to pick? What was the quality he saw in Avram? And he continues and says, Umetzoses levavoi nemon lefanecho. It was the emunah that Avram had. Avram is the person who teaches us emunah. Avram was the paradigm of emunah. But where do we learn emunah from? We learn emunah from the last four parashas that we went through. Shmois vo'era boi bishalach. That is a crash course in the Yesodis of Emunah. So it's not surprisingly that Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to Avraham. The Torah tells us in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, HaMoyadim Keneged HaOvos. The Moyadim, each one of them represents one of the Ovos. Pesach is Keneged Avraham. Why? Dichsiv Lushi Vasi Ugois. Avraham says, bake cakes. Knead the flour and bake the cakes. And bake cakes means matzahs. Now, obviously, it's hard to understand that connection. Because he said, bake cakes, it means matzahs, that's a connection, Pesach, with Avraham. Obviously, it's a deeper connection. So, obviously, the connection, part of the connection is that Avraham is the paradigm of Emunah, and the Yesodis of Emunah are in Yetzias Mitzrayim, in the Yontif of Pesach. But it goes deeper than that. Why did we go to Mitzrayim in the first place? So Chazal tell us why. Avraham Avinu said, Bameh Eda. He questioned the Ribbono Shel Olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him because of that. Yodea Teda. You shall know that your children are going to be in a land that's not theirs. They're going to work there. They're going to cause trouble for them and pain for them for 400 years. Why? Because Avraham questioned the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was something missing in his emunah. Now, what does that mean? The chet of that amira caused 210 years of suffering Mitzrayim? It cannot be. What it means, says Rabbaran, in Mishnah's Rabbaran, he says, it means that since Avraham was the father of our nation, he was the paradigm of Emunah, the foundation of Klal Yisrael. If you have a crack in the foundation, it can have drastic ramifications later on. The consequences can be great. So, because of that lack, of course we don't understand on Avraham's Madrega, that lack of emunah and bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that had to be fixed up. That had to be fixed up in Klal Yisrael, that it shouldn't affect us in any way. And the only way to make perfection in our emunah and bitachon was to put us in Mitzrayim for 210 years, and then to see that Geula, to see the Makkos, to see the Kriyas Yamsuf, until we reach the culmination in this week's parasha with the Aminu Barshem of Moshe Avdoi. We reach the culmination with our total emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in last week's parasha tells us how this is the Yesod of emunah, this Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, and there's a maaser with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a Talmud who was in, staying at an inn, and there was somebody there who said, "You believe in the Rabbeinu Shlom? Let me show you what baloney it is." And the person takes a ham sandwich, and he says, "If there's really a God out there, let him strike me dead." And he ate the ham sandwich. This Talmud was watching. He sees nothing happened to him. So he had questions, and eventually he went off the derech, this Talmud. Many years later, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was passing through the town where this Talmud lived. He stopped in to visit him. He had heard about this Talmud, what had become of him and his family. So he says to the Talmud, that Talmud was very happy to see him. He knew what a great man Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was. He welcomed him in his house. And he tells him about his daughter. His daughter had made it become one of the most famous dancers in Russia, Lithuania. She would dance, and thousands of people would come and see her. And he was telling Rabbi Yisrael Salanter about his daughter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, "She's here now?" He says, "Yes." He says, "I'd like to see her dance. Call her to see her. I can watch her dance." So the man goes running up. He's very surprised. He goes running up to his daughter and says, "There's a great rabbi here. I used to learn by him. I want you to come and show him how you dance." His daughter sneered at him and said, "You think I'm going to go and dance in a living room? I dance in theaters. I dance in front of thousands of people. I don't go and dance for one old man." So he said, "But how's he going to know how great you are?" He says, "He can come to my room and see all the certificates I have, see all the trophies I've won, and he'll know how great I am." So he came down and he told this to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he wanted to show who he is. He wanted to teach us Emunah and Bitochen. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and he showed miracles and miracles. And all these miracles he showed in order to teach us Emunah, Bitochen, in front of all of Klal Yisrael. And from it we were able to learn. And they reached that level of Emunah, of Yaminu Bashem. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to do that in every generation. He's not going to do that for every Tom, Dick, and Harry who wants to see it. What the Ribbono Shel Olam did is he did it one time. And then there's a certificate. You want to know about it? Read it. It's all written down in the Torah. You learn about those miracles Ribbono Shel Olam did. That is mechazik your emunah. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, says the Ramban, so many mitzvahs which are remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim to teach us those yesodos of emunah. And all the Yom Tovim are Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tefillin Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pidyon HaBen is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So much out there is Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to help us get that emunah. But what is that emunah? What is the yesod of emunah that we need to get? What is our goal? If you look through Tehillim, Tefillah, and Torah, there's one word you see over and over again, and that is the word tamid. The word tamid comes up many times, particularly in Avodas HaMishkan. Lefonai tamid, Lahalos Ner tamid, Korban tamid. We saw Shulchan Aruch also begins with the word tamid. Shevisi Hashem, Lenegdi Samid. It ends off also with tamid. Toiv Leiv Mishta tamid. What is this tamid the whole time mentioned? I once heard a story from an official shachta. He said that he was having a sefer delivered to him in camp. So he stood outside the camp and somebody was going to drive by and drop off this sefer for him. And as he was standing there pacing up and down waiting for the car to arrive, he saw down the road there was a group of kids and they were standing there with their counselor. A car pulled up over to them. And it looked like the man was asking directions to the counselor. All of a sudden he sees that the person in the car pulled open the door and starts trying to pull the counselor into the car. The counselor starts screaming and starts trying to pull away. The kids are screaming. He's calling for help. The official shachter said he looked around for someone to go and help him. There was no one there. It meant he was the only one. He went running. He wasn't sure what he was going to do. He had four people in the car and they're pulling at him. So he came down the other side. He's trying to pull him out the car. They're pulling in. He's pulling out. Finally, what he did is he put his foot against the car And he stood, holding him from behind, and pushed against the car and went flying back with his counselor back into the ditch. And the campers were very relieved, the counselor. And they're lying there in the ditch. The car speeds off. All of a sudden comes on the scene. There's the police turn up on the scene there. And there's our Tzolom fire truck. There's all excitement there on the scene. And Rav Shmuel Shachter said he felt very proud of himself. I mean, he just saved this man's life. He gets up, and somebody comes over to him. He was waiting for him to congratulate him. And he says, "Thank you very much. You just ruined our color war breakout." He was thinking at the time, he said, that what did I just do? I just tried to save someone's life. It's true, it didn't work out in the end. But Lemaisa, it's what I tried to do. And the Rebbein Shlom looks at it. Lemaisa, that's what I was doing. I should get Fischar for that. And he started feeling very proud of himself. But then he thought to himself, is that what the Rebbein Shlom's looking for? Those moments of adrenaline, when you go and you rush and you do something, these big events in life, that is not what the Yesod of Yiddishkeit is. The Yesod of Yiddishkeit is the Tamidius, to be constantly being Oved Hashem. And the word to describe it is to be an Eved Hashem. Tamidius creates an Eved Hashem. Moshe is also the paradigm of Emunah. B'chol Beisi Ne'emonu. What does he say? Avdi Moshe. B'chol Beisi Ne'emonu. He's an Eved Hashem. He's constantly looking to be Oved Hashem every second of his life. And that is what Yetzias Mitzrayim was teaching us. The Shla HaKadosh says in Parshas Lech Lecha, Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahatviya B'libeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to plant in our hearts the inyan of Havoida, Lahargilam, to get Klai Yisrael used to Havoida Hashem. But he says, Kadeshi and Neka, in order to be easy for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to keep the Torah mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Mitzrayim to train us. What does it mean to be an Eved? Without having had an Avdus Mitzrayim, we don't know what Tamidius means. We don't know what Avdus means. We went down to Mitzrayim to learn that lesson, how to be an Eved Hashem. And that is what Shulchan Aruch is beginning with. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. That real Emunah is constantly recognizing everything is the Rabbeinu Shleilam. We see that when the Torah writes the biography of Moshe, so imagine an art scroll's biography of Moshe. At least 3-4 volumes it would be. The Torah writes his biography till he's 80 years old. Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe grew up. He sees Nishmitzri hitting a Yid. He sees 2 Yidin fighting. He runs off, he runs away, and is there by Yisrael. He's now 80 years old. 80 years old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him. 80 years of his life, a few psukim. You would have expected to read that when he's 6 years old in Yutanach, at 18, you Mishnayis Baal Peh. By the time his bar mitzvah, he finished Shas, and then every month he finished Shas again. Stories of Midas Tavis that he did. He never spoke Lashon Hara in his life. Few short psukim, and Moshe is 80 years old. We know nothing about his life. What's the pshat in it? And the pshat is obviously that the Torah is not a history book. Torah is telling us what we need to know. We need to know why was Moshe chosen as the leader of Klal Yisrael. What unique quality did Moshe have to be that leader? And we see in those few psukim that when Moshe went involved with the Yishmitzri, with the Yidin fighting, and then Yisrael's daughters, what do they say when they come back to Yisrael? Ish Mitzri Hitzilonu. An Egyptian man saved us. And the Medrash comments and says, what does that mean? Moshe Lamar Dovadayma. That there was a child who was bitten by an aroid. He was bitten by a scorpion, some type of scorpion. And when somebody is bitten by an aroid, whoever gets to the water first will survive, whether it's the scorpion or whether it's the person. So this person runs to put his foot in water. And when he gets to the water, he dives into the water. And there in the water, there was a child drowning. He saves this child's life. The child thanks him. Thank you for saving my life. The man says, don't thank me, thank the scorpion. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and saves the daughters of Yitzhak. And so what did Moshe tell them? It wasn't me. It was the Ish Mitzri. The Ish Mitzri who Moshe killed. That caused him, he had to run for his life. He had to come to Midian and he saved them. And they told Yisrael, Ish Mitzri, Hitzilonu. What does that Medrash mean? So the Pshat in the Medrash is that Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering then how is it that I have to run for my life now? What have I done wrong? What chet did I do to be goyim that I'm fleeing for my life? And he couldn't find any reason for it. He ran for his life, and then he comes to the well. And he saves Yisrael's daughters. And he realizes, I didn't do anything wrong. This was all Hashgacha Pratis. The Ribbono Yishlom arranged that whole story with Ishmitri, that I should come and save them, which in the end, of course, also causes Shidduch. The Ribbono Yishlom that way was being Mezavik Zvugim. Again, it can be quite harrowing sometimes, which I'm sure some people have also experienced. It doesn't always go so smoothly. Moshe didn't have it so easy to be able to find his Shidduch. But again, the Ribbono Yishlom arranged all these things to happen, these events, that way he will be able to save Yisrael's daughters. So Moshe was cheshbening, why did this happen? Oh, that was the reason for the Maase of Ishmitzri. Moshe looked at his life, at everything that happened, where is Yad Hashem involved? He was an Emes Samamin, and that is why he was chosen as the leader of Klal Yisrael. That is what we have to take with us. There's a story with the Ger Rebbe, that one of his Hasidim came into him. Many years ago, he comes into the Ger Rebbe, and he says to him that he's going to France, he wants a bracha, he's going to Paris, he wants a bracha from the Rebbe. He has to go there for business. The Rebbe gives him a bracha, and he says, do me a favor. When you're in Paris, there's a specific brand of cigars that you can only buy in Paris. You can't buy it anywhere else in the world. Please buy it for me. So the man says, sure, of course. He's so excited, so happy to be able to bring the Rebbe something back. And he goes on his business trip. When he finished his business in Paris, he gets on the train and he starts traveling. And all of a sudden remembers he didn't get the cigars. So outside of Paris, he gets off the train and he finds another stowaway to go buy cigars. They didn't have those cigars. You can only get them in Paris. But he got something very, very similar, perhaps even better cigars. He comes back, goes into the Rebbe, and he gives the Rebbe the cigars. And he apologizes, I'm sorry I didn't get the ones you want. I got, these are even better. The Rebbe says, you nar. You think I wanted the cigars? I wanted, when you're in Paris, you don't forget who I am. I want you to think about me, to think who you are. It was just to make you think, but obviously it didn't work. The Ribbono Shlom wants us to think, wants us to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the Yesod of our Emunah. So Ribbono Shlom gave us mitzvahs constantly to remind us. One of those mitzvahs is tefillin. Tefillin is something which is a lesson of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also it's a lesson in not being Messiah Das at all. You're not Messiah Das from the mitzvah, from the Ribbono Shlom at all. It's a lesson in our whole life, that mitzvah of tefillin. And perhaps that's why there's so much emphasis. When a bochur comes by mitzvah, he has all mitzvahs to be mekabel. Why is it all the emphasis is placed on tefillin? The invitations are pictured tefillin. The cakes are made like tefillin. Chocolates are tefillin. Everything is tefillin. Why tefillin so much? Because tefillin is the yesodus of emunah. It's yesias mitzrayim. It's not mimsiach das from the Ribbono Shleilam. We also have, which the Ramban quotes in Parshas Boy, and the point is to fix, he says, that emunah into us. A person buys a mezuzah, he attaches it to his door, and is mechavan on the mitzvah of mezuzah, then that will bring him to emunah. Mezuzah is an opportunity. I've yet to meet many people who mekayim mitzvah of mezuzah properly. The mitzvah mezuzah, we think, is to hang a mezuzah on the door. And there's some people who do something else. They kiss the mezuzah. I don't know where it says it to kiss the mezuzah, but they kiss the mezuzah. The point is not kissing the mezuzah. The kissing the mezuzah is to bring to the real mitzvah. What's the real mitzvah? The Rambam writes, Chayv Adam lehizor b'mezuzah. B'pnei shechayv esakol tomid. It's a constant mitzvah. V'chol zman sheikonis v'yetzei. Every time you go in and out, Yifka b'yichud shemoi. You meet up with the Ribbono Shlom. V'yizker avosoi. It reminds you of the love. V'yar mishnosei. It wakes you up from your drowsiness. U'miyadu chayzel adatei. It brings you back, a reminder. Those are like the cigars of the Ger Rebbe. They're to remind you who you are, where you're heading, what you're doing in your life. V'heilech b'darchim ishorim. To put you on the right path. That is the mitzvah of mezuzah. At least once a day we should do that. Go through a door. And remember what that mezuzah is to remind you of. We also have mea brachas, we say every day. Every time a person makes a bracha, an opportunity to mechazik his emunah, to think about the Ribbono Shel Olam. These are yesodos that we have to remember in life. There's a story of a town where in that town lived, there was a tzaddik, and there was also a Talmud Chacham. And all the people would go to the Talmud Chacham with all their shailas. But when it came to Shabbos, a yontif, they would go and sit with a tzaddik. They would sing with him. He would say over maisers, talk about Yerushalayim. And the Talmud Chacham was very bothered by it. Why is it they never come to him when it comes to a Shabbos, a yontif? They come to him to learn from him. They come with their shailas to him. So one day he calls up the tzaddik in town. And he says to him, who knows how to learn better, me or you? So the tzaddik tells him, you know more than me, a bigger Talmud Chacham for sure. So he says, I don't understand it. All the people, they always go to you for Shabbos, for Yom Tov. How come they go to you, they don't come to me? So he says, I'll tell you why. Because there's something I have that you don't have. He says, what is that? He says, I know what people are thinking. He says, yeah, you know what people are thinking? It's hard for me to believe that. You really? He says, yeah. He says, so tell me, what am I thinking right now? He says, I'll tell you what you're thinking now. Right now you're thinking, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid. He says, no, I'm not. He says, that's why they come to me. This is what we have to learn to do. To Mekayim, the first sif in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somid. If we keep that first sif, like we say in Davin every day, Shnayim Layayim Oyla Somid. There are two Tomids. Then Mitzvah Shem will be Zoicha to the last Tomid in Shulchan Aruch, V'toiv Leiv Mishta Tomid. Shabbos.